from here to there. We cannot go unless we change and start to grow. Welcome to Lead, Sell, Grow, a show that helps you amplify your leadership, grow your sales, and take your life to the next level, all while being human. Here are your hosts, Eric Konovalov and Harry Speight.
Welcome back, everybody, to another amazing day and an amazing episode of Lead, Sell, Grow, the Human Experience podcast. I am joined by my awesome co-host, Harry Speight. My name is Eric Konovalov. And if you have not done so yet, come join us in our Facebook group. We're learning, we're growing together, and we're connecting on a whole different level than you just listening to us. We want to actually have a conversation with you guys. Also, check us out on LinkedIn. Hit the follow button and connect with us on LinkedIn as well. And that's all my kind of my intro. I'm going to hand it over to the amazing Harry Speight so he can introduce our unbelievable guest, because we got a crazy show for you today. Harry, what's going on, man?
Eric Konovalov, what is the good word? Today we have a great topic. It's about being relentlessly yourself. So with us today is coming from the Netherlands, all the way from the Netherlands, ladies and gentlemen, is Evelien van Es. She is the author of this book. She first wrote it in Dutch, and thankfully she wrote it in English. So those of us who speak and read English, except for you, Eric, are going to enjoy this book. So Evelien, we're happy to have you. Can we ask Evelien, why did you write a book about being relentlessly yourself?
First of all, thanks for having me. It's wonderful to be here. And yes, why did I write this book, Be Relentlessly Yourself? Actually, in my own journey in life, I've discovered that that really is key. Not only doing that in your business, but to really allow yourself to take up space and to live the life from being you. And so, you know, in my life and after my career, it just, you know, COVID time was a gift of Mother Nature for me to be able to write the book. And that's why I did it. And so I wrote it in 2020, and it's just live now recently. And so it's the time to get the message out there to the world. So that's why I wrote it in two languages, actually.
You actually wrote it in two languages, or you wrote it in one and then had it translated?
That's a really good question, because actually I did write part of it in English, and but someone helped me in translating it. And yeah.
That is so awesome. So what does that mean, be relentlessly yourself? Because when you say relentless, like I'm picturing a football player, or I'm picturing a salesperson or an entrepreneur relentlessly going after their goal. I'm having a tough time understanding relentlessly being yourself, because being yourself is more internal. And so how do you turn that relentlessness internally?
Yeah. Oh, I love that question, because actually in the second chapter, I'm interviewing 11 people around the world about what it means for them to be relentlessly themselves and to take on life, just to help the reader to look at it from different perspectives. And for me personally, being relentlessly myself was really my journey in life to get to deeper layers within myself and to allow myself to be exactly who I am without being afraid of what people would think or would do, and not to withhold from speaking up and taking up your space. And what I see nowadays is that so many people think they know themselves, but especially in the world of entrepreneurs, I see so many people that are doing stuff where you can feel that it's not them. You can feel that it's not authentic. And I think relentless, of course, it's a kind of a teasing word, but it really is a way of expressing for me that you can really be you as long as you do it with respect to the people around you and your surrounding. It is really be there and let your light shine and do not shy away from, you know, reasons that are not really, you know, that are in your head instead of what's in your heart. And it's funny because if you look at the interview and the people that spoke about this, you know, for example, someone that's a neurologist in a cancer center here in the Netherlands, and some other people that are, you know, more on a spiritual side, working as a psychic or a shaman, someone that's had a career in the banking industry, all these people reflect on it in such a different way. And so I think there is not one interpretation of it. I think it's for everyone else and all, you know, for the reader to really realize that, what is it for me? And to what extent do I show myself in life? And do I really, you know, unravel what my unique gift is? And that's what it's all about. So for me, life really is about unraveling and really getting to the core of who you are, and to live a purposeful life. And for me, that is the way I give meaning to my life, and that's what I'm here for, and that's why the book is there, to inspire others to really reflect on how they live their lives.
Wow. So when do people stop being relentlessly themselves?
Yeah. Well, actually, very early in life, because when we are 3 years old, we already get so influenced by, you know, usually what our parents or the people that we're surrounded with tell us not to do. You know, most of us as kids are so creative, and we do our own things, and we are, you know, doing things really in our way. And then very early in life, we learn to stop doing many things, stop doing this, stop doing that. You know, you can probably hear one of your parents saying that to you. And that's really how we're being nurtured. And so later on in life, there's so many things that we do where we actually, when we grow older, and I'm talking about really after school, and when you have some life experience and work experiences, actually you have to go back and not learn many new things, but especially stop, you know, the things that you've started doing to, you know, to get back to your nature. So it's actually getting rid of that, all that nurturing, and get back to your nature again. So that's a cycle of life, if you look at it from that point of view. It really is getting back to what is pure you. It is, you know, we're all a gem as a person, and you know, to get back to that core within, that's a secret of life. And actually, I believe that's what life is all about. It's about finding out who we truly are and what our gift in life is. And so,
What if you're an asshole?
Well, I don't believe in general that people are an asshole. I think that people have, you know, I really, you know, I think every person in its core is a beautiful human being. But I think we just run into things in life, and we, you know, stuff happens that make us behave a certain way. But our behavior doesn't make us bad to the core. And I think sometimes people just really get frustrated by stuff that happens, or, you know, they tend to go certain ways. But these people that you know, maybe point out as assholes, I'm sure that they don't live a happy life.
So it's funny. I was reading this book. I was actually listening to the book, and it's 36 hours on Audible. Okay. So this took me like 36 hours, right? It actually took like months, but it's called Conversations with God by Neil Diamond Walsh. And the book transformed my life. And one of the concepts in there, he says, it's like a guy literally having a conversation with God. Mm-hmm, he says, Hitler is in heaven. If there was a heaven, Hitler's there.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, you got to explain this to me, right? Yeah. How is Hitler loved by God? Like, what, how is a guy like that? Like, I'm thinking that Osama bin Laden, I'm thinking that the people who are, you know, just committing genocide and doing horrible atrocities, how are they a good human being or perfect in their core?
Yeah. And by listening to the 36 hours, did you get an answer to that question? That's my question.
Yeah. No, I got an answer from that book, and I think it's a really interesting one, right? Because if you really believe, like, there is no good or bad, there just is, and we interpret it, whether it's good or bad.
Yeah.
It's very hard to interpret something like what they did as anything but bad, but it just is. It's not good. It's not bad. It just is.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think there, of course, there is bad behavior. And the examples that you just mentioned, I think were, you know, there is no discussion about it, that stuff like that happens is horrible. But I do see that if you can see that these acts that people do is really out of, you know, huge pain that they have within. And so I truly believe that people are damaged, and you know why they do horrible things in life is because they don't take on life. They don't deal with their shit. Sorry for that, but they just don't. And I think that these examples are just people that are just running away from stuff. You know, the subtitle of my book is "And Take on Life." And for me, taking on life is really learning from the things and, you know, the steps that you've taken. I think in that sense, you know, life is a playground, and sometimes you fall down but what do you do with your wounds, and how do you heal them, and how do you self-reflect, and how do you learn from your mistakes? And I think that all of us in life, we get second chances. All of us. It doesn't matter what you do in life. But it does ask you to take responsibility. And, you know, I don't really want to go into the discussion of heaven and hell and religion too far, because I think what is most important is how I look at life is that we all have that godly energy within us. You know, I see it is God is not a human being or a being, but it's a state of being. That's how I look at it. And so it means, you know, taking responsibility and really being that light and taking life and learning, growing and being, you know, a good influence in living your gift and doing that. And I think that, you know, the examples that you just said is that these people just, you know, they take a different path in life, but definitely karma it will come around in life or in their next life if you believe in that.
Evelyn, what tell us about you. Like, how did you right now, do you consider yourself a life coach, or is there, how do you, when people say who's Evelyn, who are you?
Well, I work as a business and life coach, international business and life coach, speaker and author. So that's what I do. And I have a 20-year corporate background in change management, leadership roles. And I always had a passion working with people, individuals, teams. And I decided to become an entrepreneur because I really wanted to determine my own agenda, to find my own natural rhythm in life. And being a single mom with two teenager girls, that was just a wonderful way in doing that. And so I used my corporate background where I, you know, did a lot with using my brains. And later on in life, I found my way in using my intuition in my work. And I think it's by opening that door up and using these in combination with each other, it's a wonderful way to help people to really get to the core of their being and to translate that into their business. So I definitely help people that are struggling in their business, that are somehow stuck. But usually there are other topics that are, as I call them, underneath the surface that are really making them be stuck or feel stuck. And I love doing that. So, and for me, it's my love for people and my passion for people and really connecting with people heart to heart. I think that's the most important foundation of the work that I do. And now, you know, of course, I still work with some people that are in that corporate world, but for me, it's not being part of that environment anymore, but really being free and doing what I love is just, that just gives me the fulfillment that I've always wanted in life. And so,
that's wonderful.
That's my background.
Wow. Okay. Got it. Have you, so a business owner hires you as their business coach, and let's say they're not getting the results, right? You guys are coaching, but they're still stuck. How do you get them unstuck?
Well,
I guess what I'm asking for you to do is coach Harry.
Wait a minute. I'm on, man. I've been unstuck for a long time now.
Yeah. Well, and I think we all keep on learning and growing in life. But definitely what I do is I help people in their transformations. So, and that's what I really guarantee is that, you know, working with someone, I'll definitely guarantee a transformation in your life. That doesn't mean that you're, you know, you're completely finished, because we're never finished. That's the purpose in life. Purpose in life is that we keep on learning until it's the end of our lives. And so what I did is when I started my full-time coaching business, which is a little bit over 6 years ago, I developed my own coaching method. That is really, you know, a method in really going into deeper layers. And so, and actually it's a brand now, it's called Signature for Success. So I'm also mentoring a couple of coaches. So what we do is career coaching for people that are still working in a career path for an employer and for business owners. And what I do personally is I work mostly with business owners, so entrepreneurs, and on the other side, with senior managers. And I love that group also, because these are managers that, you know, have a crazy busy life, hectic life. People are really eager to, you know, get stuff from them continuously. But they sometimes, you know, get really stuck and feel like they're, you know, they're in a golden cage. And these people are wonderful to work with. So what I do is in my work, I go into deep layers, and it's and that's sometimes difficult to explain, because it's everything that I feel and that I see, I confront them with. And I do it in a, sometimes the other day that one of my clients said, you know, everything you say, it's whoa, it's something that you know you give me back, but you do it in such a loving way in confronting me that I can handle it, you know, I can really handle it. But it's, you know, I'm extremely honest, and you know, the Dutch mentality is being, you know, straightforward, but I do it in a gentle way. But that's good, because sometimes you can really feel what people really need to break into deeper layers within them. And I love that, you know, it's something, of course, you have a specific way of working, but it really is being present and looking at the people that you're working with and to feel what is happening. And that is kind of, you know, like a game, or it's a dance, or it's, I don't know what it is. It's, yeah.
So is your style of coaching more your asking them questions and getting them to come up with the solution? Or do you have like a certain process they need to follow?
Yeah, there is a process. Of course, I have workbooks and I have questionnaires and stuff like that I use and to really help them in preparing and before we have conversations. And so there definitely is, you know, different steps that we take in the process. But most important is being present and feeling what a person needs and to be able to be flexible enough to give them what they really, really need at that point in time. And sometimes people want something, but they need something else. And then it's up to me to know exactly what to do. And that's I think the wonderful thing about, you know, when you're a little bit older in life and the experiences that you have is that you know, it's so exciting with every new client that you work with. And for me, especially, besides, you know, because I do one-on-ones pretty exclusively, actually, and because I love to be doing, you know, podcasts, videocasts, and speaking and writing and creating. So for me, I'm not the type of person that does, you know, coaching 5 days a week. And so, but that's the way I know exactly how to keep my own rhythm sane and to enjoy what I do. And especially with this book, it's so exciting to be able to get that message out to a larger group.
That's awesome. So if we have some entrepreneurs right now who are listening in to you, and they're feeling stuck in their business, like the business is just not growing, what message can you deliver for them that can help them maybe take a step in the right direction? What's one thing they could do today to help them, you know, get unstuck?
Yeah, well, I love that question. And I think, first of all, besides buying the book, I think, because that definitely will help you in reflecting, is I think a couple of tips that I would like to share, because I think one of it is stop running around like crazy, but really slow down. and take a clear look in the mirror and look at yourself and ask yourself, you know, what is going on here and what am I doing? And I think what I see a lot is so many people that are, you know, in are going speedy forward in you know, in highest gear, and they just don't stop and reflect. And I think one of the things that I learned when I took the leap out of that corporate world is to really slow down. And I think that was one of the best advices that I was given back then, is to really slow down. And I felt so eager, and I'm so, you know, I was so ambitious and I wanted to get on with it and this and that, but slowing down and to really look at yourself and have a deep look and, you know, get into the court and ask yourself key questions. And I think my book really is a self-help book, and it really guides you in getting into that. So I think that's a wonderful start to do so. So
what are some of those questions they can ask?
Well, I think especially to get some clarity on, you know, what dreams do you have? And to be very specific. And so many people, you know, they don't really spend time in visualizing what these dreams are. And I think if you really spend time doing that and getting some clarity around that, that's a wonderful starting point. And to really go into deeper layers and not the way of thinking, because so many people are overthinkers and they get stuck in their way of thinking. But by talking about your dreams, you really go into deeper layers of what your true desires are in life. And by doing that, I think it really helps you to look at, you know, where am I at today and what is this? And, you know, so that's maybe the first simple question, although for some people, it might not even be that simple to answer that, but spend some time to go for a walk every day. I do it every morning, you know, I even go running or I go into nature. And for me, that's a wonderful way to clear my mind and to think about it. And for me, you know, my book, that's something, not in particular the book itself, but it was a dream about getting my message out there to a big group. And now I'm here, you know, the book is there, and the book is, you know, it's been people in India, people in Ireland, people in the US, people in Australia are buying the book. How awesome is that? But that was awesome, because I had this awesome dream about getting my message out there to a big group of people, because that's what I'm here for. You know, that's what the purpose of my life is. And I think if you start with that dream and finding out what your purpose is, and then, you know, start creating movement, as I say, you know, act on it, but do it from inspiration and not from something that you feel like you have to do, is by looking at others that you should be doing this, you should be doing that. Because, you know, I think there is so many people out there that do stuff that can copy what others do, but go your own way and know what your purpose is, know what your dreams are, and, you know, let life flow from there.
Yeah.
You know, Emily, I think, go ahead.
So a couple of thoughts that come to mind is, and I appreciate all your great answers here and what you're doing for humanity and business owners and people in general. One of the things that you mentioned was it's difficult to be successful if you don't really know who you are, right? And I got to believe that most of us don't know who we really are. I mean, you know, it takes effort to figure that out. And most of us don't want to put in that effort. So what has been your experience with that? Am I right on that? Or what's your thinking on that? First of all, about do people really know who they are? And what kind of questions do you ask people to help them to figure that out?
Yeah. Well, I absolutely, I think, and it's, as I said before, you know, it's never an ending story in getting to know yourself, but it is by, you know, surrounding yourself in a work environment, or maybe in relationships, in friendships, in your family relationships, all these situations or contexts where you find mirrors all the time. If people that are, you know, are some people resonate, some people don't. And sometimes we get really, you know, we stay stubborn because we just don't listen to the signs that people are giving us in our surroundings. And sometimes people even get sick or they get physical symptoms because they're just not listening. They're not listening to their inner voice. And I think once you understand it, you be more receptive to what is really happening and what the life is that you live. For example, I even write about it in my book, is that in the past, when I was in the corporate world, I remember years and years, I had huge stomach aches, extremely painful, horrible. When I look back at it, like, oh my goodness, I was ignoring it so much. Mm-hmm. And when I stepped out of that corporate role and I was doing my work as an entrepreneur, I was creating my own rhythm. I was doing my walks and my running and my writing and my reflecting and my me time. It just completely disappeared. It was gone. That's not magic. It was just my body was telling me something. And I think is so the secret of getting to know yourself is really, besides the slowing down, really opening up, opening all your senses up, and to see yourself, to see how you tend to choose fear over love and trust, or how you tend to believe the thoughts and believe the stories that you've created yourself, because we're so good at that, continuously creating a story. And even in our relationships, because sometimes people even, you know, picture our partner as someone that they live with, but it's created. It's a story that they've created in their head. It's not really opening up to what is truly there. What is the person that you're working with, your co-partner or your partner? What is it really, what is happening? So I think it's also the secret of really being present, you know, as we are here. I'm really connecting with you guys. You know, we're having this conversation. I'm not thinking about anything else but being here in the present. And that's what the secret of life is to be able to do that and to be receptive to everything that is happening around you and to use these mirrors to get to know yourself better. And there is no right and wrong, and mistakes do not exist. You know, it's everything is a learning experience, and no one is perfect. You know, of course I'm not perfect, but it's about taking responsibilities for everything that you do, and to you know, to every time, you know, to improve and to learn and to get into deeper layers and to love yourself, because that's also something extremely important. Is about how so often I talk to clients that are so critical about themselves. They imagine, you know, you know this saying of, you know, treat others the way you want to be treated yourself, but turn it around. Treat yourself with so much respect how you often speak to others and how you treat others. Yeah. How often do we, you know, are we a pain in the ass for ourselves that we, you know, give ourselves a hard time? Oh, I look like shit, or my hair looks like shit, or, you know, I did
mine
this,
too.
Oh, I should have done this. Oh yeah, your hair. Sorry, it's a bad example. No, so often we give ourselves a hard time about something that, you know, or we had an interview where things didn't go well, or you said something wrong or whatever. So give yourself a break.
Yeah, absolutely. What has been, I mean, I love this. And I know Eric is thinking the same thing, because he just put out a post this past week about people who are beating themselves up, entrepreneurs that, you know,
men in particular,
right? You'd be stunned that they are beating themselves up. So what has been your big surprise moment when you've been doing all this? What really has stood out for you that you didn't know going in, would you say?
Well, and I think one comment you just mentioned, the word success. And I think that's, of course, success is something
that on the outside, I probably should say, right?
Yeah, but it's extremely important for yourself to give more specific details on what is success all about. Because I think especially you see that in the American culture a lot, that people are so eager to win, they're so eager to have success, or they're so eager to make a lot of money. But if you don't really know what the deep dream and the deepest desire that is driving that, you know, that a goal for success or for you know, making millions or even more than that, then it doesn't have a fertile ground to grow on. And I think it is so important, because I think it's really understanding what you want. And of course, in the past, you know, I've had specific desires in life where I thought these were, you know, from my core, from my heart, from my soul. But later I understood in life that this was something that I created. It was a story I was creating. These were just my thoughts. And for me, most important is to be able to live the life that I have now and to be able to be free and to make the choices that I want to be working and doing business on my own terms and having that freedom in life. And that is most important. And for me, that is what success is all about. And to be able to write this book and to be able to make the choice to do an interview with someone in Australia in the middle of the night or to do whatever I want, but also be able to drive my girl during the day to a hockey game or whatever. And that's really what success is all about. And I think it is really, you know, going out there and be honest to yourself, to really open up to what is truly important to you, and not from the head, but really from the heart. And I think that really is important. And that also means you just stop looking continuously at the outside world. You know, the grass isn't greener at the neighbors. It's look at your own life and your own business and walk your own path in life.
Yeah, wow. Makes perfect sense. Eric, what's your thought?
Well, my thought is, one, it's a lot easier said than done, right? Because I think one of the mistakes, you know, I've been coaching people for a few years now. And one of the mistakes I think we make, especially when setting goals or trying to figure out what we're passionate about, is we do it based on what we've already accomplished and based on what already exists. And I think true goal setting, true dream realization, true like things that could happen when you do slow down and take that time. And by the way, when you say slow down, the way I understand it to be isn't do your work slowly. It's carve out time for yourself where you're just focusing on you. Absolutely. And when we do that, there's this inner voice that says, you know, for example, my dream, and I'll share it with you guys, is that by the time my second kid graduates, my youngest kid, Mikey, graduates from high school, my wife and I want to be able to live anywhere in the world for 6 months to 12 months at a time and work from there. Not work, but just have the type of businesses created that we can be completely remote globally. So we're already thinking about which place, you know, I want to live in Rome for 6 months and just explore. So that's kind of the dream. And then what happens as soon as that dream comes, that vision comes into the mind, it's like, well, how in the hell are you going to do that? Right? Because you have this house here and you have the, and all this reality kind of kicks in. And what where I say it's easier said than done is we have to dismiss the how. Like the how really doesn't matter.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's totally agree with that. And I think that's where people really get stuck, is they get too quickly into the how, and the how isn't an issue. Because for you, you know, doing that, maybe you're going to, you know, do a wonderful travel in 3 months' time. So it's going to be just a little bit different than that. And maybe you're not going to go to Rome, but you're going to visit me in the Netherlands. You never know. You know, it could be something.
What's the temperature there?
Yeah. Okay. Summertime.
There's ice. There's definitely ice there.
Yeah. No, there's
sorry,
not
maybe I'll meet you in Australia.
Okay, that will be good. I'm into that. So I think it's if you let go on exactly the way how it's going to get into your life, and I think you know, just let go of that control. I think it really is open up to how it's going to, because often something comes into your life and you don't even realize that it's something that you have desired or you have dreamt about. And that really is, because I've tuned in on things in life where suddenly it was in my life and, you know, I was stopping and I realized like, oh my goodness, it's there. And so, but usually you don't even notice because it's just, you know, that's the flow of life. And it's I think the biggest advice is that let go of control, learn to let go of control and just, you know, see life as a playground, and just as long as you act on things and you listen to yourself and act on things and create that movement, as I just mentioned, then, you know, things will happen in life and life will surprise you. sooner or later. And, you know, I have to be honest, my life has definitely not been easy. So it's not that I'm talking like my life has been, you know, perfect, because it hasn't been. You know, I've had my struggles in life. Absolutely. And I needed that to be there where I am today. And that's why I love life nowadays a lot more when I was 30. So, you know, because it's that richness that you have with all the learnings and being that wise woman in life and using all these, you know, this male energy, this female energy and all of that. And so I needed my ups and downs in life. And that's what part of life is all about. You know, sure. Life is not a flatliner. And, you know, imagine what would life be like if we would be a flatline. It would not be interesting, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah. It would be like it is for a lot of people, right? Because not a flatline means risk and unknowns, and a flatline's kind of comfortable. You know, you're not going to fall off, and you're not really going to have to climb any mountains. So that's kind of comfy, right? And just for the record, I use the male energy and Harry uses the female energy on the show.
Absolutely.
I'm going to throw that out there. Evelyn, tell us about you. Like, talk to us about the journey. What was hard about your life? How did you overcome it?
Yeah. Well, I think looking back when I was young, I've always felt a little bit different when I grew up. You know, I grew up with a brother that's a couple of years older, and, you know, everyone was really, you know, I had a good youth and a good life growing up. And but I was a creative child, and I started to go in the flow of the family, of the nurturing, of, you know, going to college, going to university, getting my degree, making a career, and just to be a smart lady and to really focus on making that career. And that's what I did. I really did. I followed that path that what I thought was expected of me. And later in life, I felt like, you know, in relationships and friendships, I was somehow struggling. I couldn't really find the people that I resonated with. And also in the work context, you know, I was doing jobs for 2 years and then moved to another job, got some promotion, and I felt kind of restless within. There was always something that was this nagging feeling like, God, is this life? Is this really what life is all about? And so that nagging question was really, you know, kind of, and you know, I met someone, met two girls, I have two daughters, and that relationship, I ended that relationship. And I was really, all these situations in different contexts were really a search in the end, especially to myself. And I just needed my years in my life to be able to really understand and to allow myself to really see what was happening and why I wasn't truly finding it, not in the work context, not privately. And I felt different in the family. You know, even though there is a loving relationship, you still feel like I always needed to connect with people at a deeper layer. And somehow I got myself into situations where I was missing that, where I didn't have the people that I resonated with. And somehow that all changed. And I think after separating and I got into a relationship with someone that got sick with cancer, that was really my wake-up call, where I thought, you know, Evelyn, this is really the time for you to follow your heart, cut the crap, and now it's your time. And so I think all these events that happen in life are actually a gift, because these are a wonderful gift for you to really dare to step up and to be relentlessly yourself. And so that's what my journey in life was. And I think now I'm at a point where, and I think even before the book was written last year, that I think that was the last part of something that I had to deal with privately in a relationship I was in, where I was really not happy and hiding from myself. And now I'm in a situation where I feel like I've really given myself that freedom of completely feeling that self-love and allowing myself to be myself and to do that in my business. And even last year, you know, I had clients from all over the world, and I didn't do anything to you know, no marketing or whatever to get these clients. And I think that's really what works. If you really live your life and you do your business and you do your things from really pure energy, you know, life will take care of you and things will flow. And so that's just a brief story about my life so far. And so I just started the second half of my life. So I'm curious what's ahead of me, but I'm excited about it.
Great things, no doubt. The, you know, you said so many wonderful things there. When you were writing the book, did you think that you were writing it for somebody else, or were you thinking more about that you were the classic avatar, the person that would be most likely to read it with someone like you?
Yeah. Well, to be honest, the process of writing the book was magical. It really was. It was sometimes I even look at my book and I open it up and I go like, how on earth did I do this?
And that's awesome.
How many pages is that? That's really thick.
It is. Yeah. It's, you know, and I wrote it in 4 months. So it's,
I mean, you really poured it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And absolutely. It's, and actually I did, I scrapped quite a few pages, but it's in the end process, but it just doing that. And it's, you know, it's so many years of life and business experience and that all got together and I just started writing. And I think it's just in the end, I added, you know, exercises and some questions for the reader to really make it also a self-help book, but many, many stories, because while, you know, I love reading, and by reading stories from people, these really get to you and these are really appealing. So I really wanted that, and that's why I have the interviews in the book and so many stories, and also stories about myself and some clients, and that's so I think I didn't really purposely, it just wrote the book for a specific avatar or something like that. I think this is something I know exactly what for what kind of people this is interesting for. And these are people that are in an awakening state and they understand that the life that they live now or the business that they run now, that it's not making them happy, that something needs to happen in life. And that's what it's for. And I think it's,
Wow. That's great. Pretty cool. Yeah. I could, you know, I could actually feel what you're talking about. That book was written through you, not necessarily even by you, maybe. But I'm very interested in how you got clients without marketing or doing anything. That's if you could give us some pointers on that one.
Great.
I think it's the law of attraction may have something to do with it.
Maybe.
Absolutely, it is, and I think it's. I did make a choice a couple of years ago to focus more on the international network. So I became a member of a couple of international networks and I did that. So I think it's most of all that the last couple of years I focused on really connecting and connecting heart to heart, and not with the purpose of doing business together and ask someone exactly, you know, what is it exactly that you need, but just really connecting heart to heart. And I think it's by being completely you and opening up to others, that's how you will attract. And I think it's, of course, you have a website and of course you have reviews on there and you have clients that speak about you. So you have, of course, that's how the ripple effect works. And so I think it, but it's especially about having that deep trust in yourself and in life. And that, and it's, and of course, you know, I think that the book now, when it's out there and, also that will have a specific ripple effect. And, you know, and as I say, you know, I don't even have the time to be coaching Monday through Friday, you know, full days. I don't even want that. So, you know, it's, but you know, that's why it's great to have that team of people that I'm coaching and mentoring to create that, you know, that, clarity for clients and that at a deeper level and to be doing that. But, yeah. Is that an answer to you? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, one more question for you. Like, how do you handle fear now? Fear and insecurities that, myself? You know, I mean, yourself. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, I never lay awake because of my business or whatever is there. And I think it's what I do. I have my ritual in going out every morning and being outdoors and also doing my writing. And I set daily intentions for the day. And these are often about, you know, feeling that trust and being in a relaxed mode and really enjoying what I do. And I think is that setting these intentions for every single day really, you know, bring me into a certain state during the day that will really help me in, you know, looking at it bigger than what my thoughts are telling me about specific fears. You know, I have nothing to fear. And actually, I don't really have a lot of fears, to be honest. And because I see and I feel that it's really a matter of choosing trust and love over fear. And, you know, I don't want to live a life, you know, being driven by fear. And that really is a choice.
Wow, I love that. So what was today's intention for you?
Today, it was especially about, because I have a couple of interviews about enjoying it and really enjoying what I'm going to be doing today. So I made a walk this morning and it was chilly outside, but sunny and nice. And so by enjoying the day, and I am,
you know,
because we were going to ask, of course,
I got goosebumps because like, I just had an aha moment. I'm going to implement setting an intention because I don't do it. Like I have my morning ritual. It might be journaling, visualization, going over the day today.
Yeah.
But I don't establish the day I'm going to have ahead of time. I kind of let that part happen. Isn't that freaking, oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. That's huge, Evelyn. I mean, if I just wake up and every morning I'm like, well, just for today, I'm like, you know what? Today, my intention is to feel joy no matter what happens.
Absolutely.
Then no matter what happens, I already chose that I'm going to feel joy. I don't really care what happens, right? It's going to happen.
Yeah. It's simple as it is, Eric. It really is.
No, that's huge. That is huge. Okay. You've affected my life. I will forever remember that I got this intention setting from you, Evelyn. Thank you.
Now you have to become certified as a coach in the, what is it? What is your coaching methodology again, Evelyn?
Signature for Success. And
It's just send me the certificate. I'm already there.
Yeah. We're signing up. What?
And it's actually really in line with Be Relentlessly Yourself because a signature is very personal. I remember that I tried to, you know, copy the signature of my dad when I was young, just playful, but I never succeeded because he had a really difficult signature. It's you. And if you use that uniqueness that you and you use that, that's your road to success, whatever success is for you.
My sister had my mom's signature down. It got me out of so many school problems.
Awesome. Why am I not surprised?
That was great. All right, Evelyn, thank you so much for being with us today. I think we asked you kind of left field questions and you were a rock star answering them all. So truly appreciate you. Couple of questions for you. One, where can people get your book? And can you hold it up and tell us about the book one more time and where people can get it?
Yes. Be Relentlessly Yourself and Take on Life. It's available through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever you are in the world. And so
model you use there? Is that Sharon Stone or Nicole Kidman? Who is that?
It's me on the cover.
Oh, that's you. Okay. Wow.
So on a good hair day.
Well, yeah. But it really is Be Relentless Yourself. You know, I had to put myself with this look on the cover too, because that's me. This is me. And
looks relentless.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Looks all like right, yourself.
Be relentless with yourself. Okay. And where can people find you?
My website is Evelyn Van Ness, actually as is on my book.com and /EN for the English version. Unless you're really good at Dutch, there's also a Dutch version there. And there you can find more about me. And please, if you have any questions, please feel free to reach out. And So
can you show the Dutch version of the book?
Yes, I would love
and say
to.
It and tell us what it is yeah. again.
Yes, wees onverbiddelijk jezelf en ga het leven aan.
I nice. Swear you misspelled that.
It looks like Weiss.
Someone asked me the other day if I'm going to translate it into other languages, but I start with Dutch and English first, and then we'll see. And if I go into the Russian version, I'll definitely contact you, Ari.
Oh my God. Well, it's not going to be too different from Dutch, but I'd like to see it in Chinese.
Okay.
That's, this has been a blast.
That's going to be like one syllable.
Great.
All right, Eveline, thank you so much for joining us. If you guys are still listening to this, thank you. Check out Eveline's website, get the book so you can be relentlessly yourself. You owe it to yourself and you owe it to the people around you and you owe it to the world to be you and not anybody else. Thank you, Eveline.
Thank you so much.
Set our intentions, right? Joyful and calm, peaceful, loving.
Exactly.
Great. Thank
Too
you.
Much fun. From here to there, you're gonna grow because you've listened to our show. If you like our podcast vibe, don't be a stranger. Hit subscribe. Thank you so much for tuning in. Be sure to join the B2B Sales Secrets Facebook group, and we'll see you on the next episode.